بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Using a mixture of itar is sunnah which is known as majmu'ah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to apply zarira personally for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allama Aini rahmatullah alayhi has written that zarira refers to a collection of itar. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah has also written that zarira is a mixture of various perfumes. Allama Nawawi rahimahumullah has written that zarira is a fragrant that used to be brought from India. Oud from India. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved that oud which was known as qumara. Qumara is the name of a type of oud which grows in India. Burning incense of oud and camphor. Whenever Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would burn incense, he radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would burn pure oud or pure oud mixed with camphor. He also used to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to burn incense in that matter. Note, to burn incense is also a sunnah. From the above, it seems as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would burn incense in his home so that it would have a good fragrance. Musk and oud. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved musk and oud the most. Note, using the above perfumes would be regarded as sunnah. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب